There are so many stories that stand out in my mind that I've heard through the years about how faith was set in motion for a whole group of people by one little child. One that is distant in my memory has to do with people in a drought-stricken area that met at the church every morning, and they were praying that God would answer them at least by the third morning. And the only one, of course, who showed up with an umbrella the day that they were all praying for rain for their region was one little girl. Email came in to me, and I'm thankful that I was able to catch this for today's message, because a little girl apparently went to her bedroom. She pulled a glass jelly jar from its hiding place in the closet, and she poured out change on the floor. She counted it carefully, once, twice, three times, carefully placing the coins back in the jar, twisting on the cap. She slipped out the door and headed to the local pharmacy, and she waited for the pharmacist to give her some attention, but he seemed too busy at the moment. And she twisted her feet to make a scuffing noise, nothing. She cleared her throat. Finally, she took a quarter from her jar of change, and she banged it on the glass counter. And that did it. "What do you want?" the pharmacist asked in an annoyed tone of voice. "I'm talking to my brother here from Chicago. I haven't seen him for ages." "Well, I want to talk to you about my brother," Tess answered back in the same annoyed tone. "He's really, really sick, and I want to buy a miracle for him." "I beg your pardon," said the pharmacist. "His name is Andrew, and he has something bad growing inside his head, and my daddy says only a miracle can save him now. So how much does a miracle cost?" "We don't sell miracles here, little girl. I'm sorry, but I can't help you," the pharmacist said, though he did soften his tone a little bit. "Listen, I have the money to pay for it, and if it isn't enough, I'll get the rest. Just tell me how much it costs." Well, the pharmacist's brother was a well-dressed man, and he stepped forward, he stooped down, and he asked the little girl, "Let me ask you, what kind of miracle does your brother need?" "I don't really know," Tess replied, with her eyes welling up with tears. "I just know he's really sick, and Mommy says he needs an operation, but Daddy can't afford to pay for it, so I want to use my money." "Well, how much do you have?" asked the man from Chicago. "I've counted it out. I have exactly $1.11. It's all the money I have, but I can get some more if I need to." "Well, what a coincidence," smiled the man. $1.11, that's the exact price of a miracle for little brothers." He took her little hand, put it in his big, strong hand. He grasped her mitt and said, "Take me to where you live. I want to see your brother and meet your parents. Let's see if I have the miracle you need." And that well-dressed man was Dr. Carlton Armstrong, a surgeon specializing in neurosurgery. The operation was completed free of charge, and it wasn't long until little Andrew was home again and doing well. Mom and Dad were happily talking about the chain of events that had led them to this place. "That surgery," her mom whispered, "was a real miracle. I wonder how much it would have cost." But little Tess smiled. She knew exactly how much that miracle cost, $1.11, well, of course, plus the faith of a little child. My friend, as we go to prayer today, God knows exactly the miracle that you need at this moment. He knows exactly what I need today. In our lives, we never know how many miracles we need, but God does. And a miracle is not the suspension of natural law, but the operation of a higher law. That's what the Word of God tells us, is that God's ways are so far above our ways, His thoughts so much higher than our thoughts. My friend, He spoke, and the universe came into being. And yet He knows so personally. He's numbered the very hairs on your head, and He knows when a sparrow needs a miracle, lest it fall to the ground. Heavenly Father, I ask you in my friend's life right now, give us the faith of a little child, exactly as Jesus said, not a childish faith, but a childlike faith, one that says, "I'm trusting you for the miracle, God, because I know you're able." It's in our weakness, Lord, that your strength is being made perfect. Oh, how we thank you for that, in Jesus' blessed name. Amen.